WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Nobody dead, some injuries, and everyone aboard a Delta jetliner landing at the Toronto airport in past hours will always remember today.
There's people outside walking around the aircraft there.
Yeah, we've got it. The aircraft is upside down and burning.
Tower Airport Radio from Live ATC, the Delta jet crashing and flipping over, upside down. It lost one of its wings. All 80 people aboard evacuated, 15 taken to the hospital. No word yet why it happened. Criticizing President Trump and Elon Musk's firing hundreds of FAA employees who inspect and maintain air traffic control systems and radio and computer systems. Senator Maria Cantwell, Washington State Democrat. More protests against the mass firings by Musk's government efficiency office. Nearly 1,000 people marched in the snow from the State House to Boston to City Hall, chanting, Elon Musk has got to go. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Wisconsin voters have one statewide race on the ballot tomorrow, a three-candidate primary for state superintendent of public instruction, pitting incumbent Jill Underley against Sauk Prairie superintendent Jeff Wright and education consultant Brittany Kinzer. The top two finishers advance to the April general election. Timely, much-needed snow is helping preparations for this weekend's American Birkebeiner cross-country ski race in northern Wisconsin. Over 14,000 skiers from across the U.S. and around the world are expected on the Berkey Trail between Cable and Hayward. The NFL draft in Green Bay is less than 70 days away, and organizers encourage everyone who wants to take it in to prepare early. You should download the NFL's OnePass app, which will be used to communicate event details. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and very frigid, with breezy winds knocking us back to really feeling about 15 to 20 degrees colder. And highs today are struggling to get to the single digits. Tonight, a cold weather advisory goes back into effect as overnight lows bottom out near 15 below, and wind chills will feel as cold as near 30 below. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 2 degrees.
99.7
You like the movies, and I like TV.
I take things serious, and you take them wrong.
finishing up this Monday. It is Aaron checking in to wrap up this President's Day today, whether you're working or not. 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused.
Max FM.
Make my stand.
do we go now? Where do we go?
FM Sports.
The basketball Badgers climb five spots in the AP Top 25 and four spots in the coaches poll to land in the 11th spot in both today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Badgers upset Purdue on Saturday 94-84. Despite being in fourth place in the Big Ten, are the Big Ten's highest ranked team in the polls. Marquette 16th in this week's AP poll, 15th in the coaches poll. The Golden Eagles will host Seton Hall tomorrow night. The Badgers host Illinois tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. The Illini will be without freshman forward Morris Johnson Jr. He is out indefinitely after breaking his wrist in Saturday's loss to Michigan State. Johnson averaged 7.2 points and 6.6 rebounds. NBA All-Star Game history. The league returns to action on Wednesday. The Bucks are back at it on Thursday night at home against the Clippers. And Canada knocked off Finland 5-3 today to set up a winner-take-all rematch against the U.S. in the Four Nations title game later this week. The Americans take on Sweden tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Change your mind, you better change it back or we will.
I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Like a swinging vine, swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Kills me, makes me feel alive. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Burn down this river every turn. Hope is our four-letter word. Make that money, watch it burn. Oh, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Drowns me, makes me wanna fly. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
Sing in the river the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river the lessons I learned.
Everything that kills me makes me feel alive.
We've got your opportunity to save money. I know we're all looking to save a couple of bucks these days. Go to our MaxFM Big Deal store, where you can save up to 50% off gift certificates from local businesses. Shop around a little bit. Food and dining, we've got some automotive deals on there. Wellness, MaxFM, bigdeals.com.
Here she comes, oh baby. we run a little bit hot tonight. I can barely see the road from the heat coming on. Reach down between my legs, ease the seat back.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Hold on for one more day, yeah. Hold on.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Extreme cold today, so be careful if you are out, and especially overnight tonight. We're going to see some cold warning tonight. Temperatures below zero, and that frostbite can really hit quickly. So, again, be careful if you're outside tonight. Use caution. It's 99.7 Max FM. Full update of your forecast next.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. I see. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Saturday, February 22nd, Brunker Realty Group will be presenting the Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk benefiting 6-8. This is a family-friendly event. Each stop will have something sweet to eat or drink. You'll be able to purchase wristbands ahead of time or on the day of the event at Brunker Realty Group. They're going to have a 50-50 raffle the day of, and the winner will be picked out of punch cards that are turned in at the end of the event. Check out the Brunker Realty Group Facebook page for all the details. Again, this is 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday, February 22nd. It is the Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk benefiting 6-8. Bethany Lutheran Church of Portage invites you for their pancake breakfast. This will also be on Saturday, February 22nd from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. Enjoy delicious pancakes with a side of eggs and sausage. $10 for adults, 12 and under, $7. And they'll have baked goods for sale as well. Again, this all happens at Bethany Lutheran Church on Highway 33 in Portage. And later on that very busy Saturday, it's going to be the coldest night of the year fundraising event for Pathway Home. This will be taking place at the Baraboo Civic Center. It's a family-friendly fundraising walk in support of local charities serving people who experience hurt, hunger, and homelessness. Team up, fundraise, walk, and take a moment to look closer because it's cold out there. You can find all the details by visiting pathwayhomewi.org and clicking on events. Again, this will be on Saturday, February 22nd, with the event starting at 4 p.m.
Slama's Lawn and Sport salutes Reedsburg FFA students during National FFA Week. Located at 2160 East Main Street in Reedsburg, Slama's Lawn and Sport is your local John Deere dealer. Check out the new and used equipment for sale at Slama's Lawn and Sport of Reedsburg.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise. Max FM, Gem City weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cold weather advisory in effect. Mostly clear and bitter cold tonight. A low of 15 below, wind chill to 25 below. Mostly sunny and staying cold tomorrow. A high of 5 above. And partly sunny and near 10 above Wednesday. Get the bathroom you've always wanted. Interest-free from BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 2 degrees.
99.7.
My stride, nobody gonna slow me down. Oh no.
another girl like you
work me over.
Never let another girl like you
drag me under.
If I need another girl like you,
I will tell her.
Never want another girl like you.
More
99.7 Max FM.
Watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pulls ain't free. One night in Bangkok and the tough guys tumble.
wake up again tomorrow morning with Dave and Emily right here on 99.7 Max FM. Also, quick heads up, the Baraboo Police Commission will be hosting an event, a meet and greet with the final three candidates for the Baraboo Police Chief position. That is 5:30 on Wednesday night in the council chambers at the Baraboo Municipal Building.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried
But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. DJ said love's a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has he ever been like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like the knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the sky, that style to say. Instead of making love, we both made our separate ways. And now I here found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. FAA investigators are headed to the Toronto airport hours after a Delta flight from Minneapolis crashed and flipped over upside down, losing a wing. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Both American and Canadian authorities will investigate, try to figure out what happened. We know that there was snow, there was wind, there was a chill in the air, but we don't know whether any of that was a factor.
All 80 aboard survived, 15 taken to the hospital. A federal judge is expected to rule within a day after expressing skepticism about a request by states to block Elon Musk's government efficiency office from accessing sensitive databases and firing employees. Israeli army troops will stay temporarily deployed at five locations in southern Lebanon, past tomorrow's deadline to withdraw under the U.S. brokered ceasefire agreement, that from an Israeli security official, to ABC News. Lebanon's prime minister says to Israel, no, you gotta go, and without delay. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Protests at the state capitol in Madison on Monday were part of the 50-51 movement. Protests around the nation coming in response to what organizers describe as the anti-democratic and illegal actions of the Trump administration and the actions by billionaire